Hello everyone, and welcome to round 4 of the 2011 ARIMA World Championship. Today's game will feature Hanzak versus Omar. It's a very intriguing matchup. Hanzak is a low seed based on his rating, but everyone knows that he keeps his rating low on purpose and is actually quite a strong player, a legitimate contender to reach the final 8, and Omar is, well, the inventor of ARIMA and one of the oldest players, reasonably strong player himself, and also hoping to make the final 8. It's fairly unlikely, though, that both Hanzak and Omar will make the finals. The loser of this game will have a very uphill battle to try and make it into the finals. The loser would have to win both of their last two games, and in addition to winning both of their last two games, have a little bit of help with the strength of schedule. Hanzak already defeated the 8th seed, JDB, earlier in the tournament, and Omar is seeded lower than 8th, so I would expect Hanzak to be the favorite in this game. Hanzak is known for an aggressive style, trying to take over opposing traps, trying to create goal attacks and goal pressure. Interestingly, Omar, in the early days of ARIMA, was one of the more aggressive players, one of the more experimental players, but he has since been surpassed in craziness by many other people. And what was once considered experimental is now standard. Hanzak will surely, I predict, surely not be out-aggressored. That Hanzak plays habitually to take over an opposing trap and will not stand back and defend his home traps against Omar trying to take over his home traps. Hanzak definitely will not play a home game where he's just trying to torture a hostage near his own home traps. I say Hanzak is the favorite, but there's quite a bit of uncertainty about his true playing strength. He has often resigned games that he has won, or lost games on time that he has won on the board, in order to keep his rating artificially low. And the rating, of course, is not a perfect measure of playing strength, but it's a reasonably good measure, and usually, in fact, a better measure of player strength than just eyeballing, or than people looking at an individual game or two and saying on the basis of those games how strong a player appears to be. I have recently played Hanzak several times, and he beat me in one of the warm-up games, although then in the actual tournament, in an earlier round, I was able to beat Hanzak. Between those games, I get an impression of Hanzak's true rating being somewhere in the neighborhood of 2100, and Omar's rating has been hovering around the 2000 level for some time. So if that's at all accurate, then Hanzak would be about a two-thirds favorite to win this game. There have been, in this tournament, there have been several stunning upsets already throughout the ranks in the bottom half of the draw, as well as in the very top of the draw. In round 3, the reigning world champion, Chessengo, Jean Dalago, was upset by Rabbits. The Rabbits, the number 7 seed. And then the number 7 seed went on to knock off the number 3 seed, Adanak. So things have been quite mixed up already, and we're not at all sure who will end up on top or how things will look when all the dust settles. It would be quite possible for Hanzak to end up as on the podium, to end up as one of the top 3 finalists. It would also be possible for Hanzak to not even qualify for the final eight. That's just how much uncertainty there is in the current situation. As the sports commentators say, that's why they play the games. The players' clocks have started now, and soon we will be seeing the opening setup. As a commentator, I'm going to make myself foolish by predicting something about the player setups. I will predict that Hanzak does not set up symmetrically, that he instead sets up with a camel on a wing, and a camel on a wing is usual for players who want to attack, who want to try to take over an opposing trap. The reason being, a camel in the center, if it advances, can be taken hostage and potentially forked between the two opposing home traps. And yes, indeed, I have made myself look foolish, because Hanzak, after thinking for nearly a minute, sets up in the most conservative, traditional way possible, or I should say the most mainstream way. Maybe the most conservative would be all rabbits back, but instead he puts two rabbits forwards on the wing, like the 99 of 9 setup. And this is the most popular setup: cats behind the traps, elephant and camel in the middle, dogs back center, and horses on the corners. A traditional setup and a traditional opening is 2G for gold second move, elephant forward 3 and horse forward 1 on the same wing as the elephant, threatening to take over the opposing trap. Omar uses the setup that he most frequently uses, although not always. He is experimental. Omar sets up with all 8 rabbits on the back row, horses on the corners, elephant and camel in the center. The first moves after the setup were quick on both sides, players both building reserves a little bit. Hanzak quickly pulls out a horse. Now this after I have assured everyone that Hanzak will not be playing to take a hostage and torture it on his own side, that Hanzak will no way be a home player. Here he pulls out a horse, which is a maneuver that a home player would do, trying to get a hostage over onto his own side of the board. Omar moves his elephant over to protect that hostage on 3S. Now, Hanzak has the option of flipping the silver horse into the center and weakening the B6 square, perhaps in preparation for attack. But no, instead of flipping the horse into the center, he pushes the horse off to the side and advances his camel one step. So just a normal developing move, but non-committal. Neither player is committed to attacking the other side. They're still developing and still maneuvering. On move 4S, Omar needs to realize that his cat on C7 is hanging, and he did defend it just barely by putting the dog on B7 so that the gold elephant doesn't have access to the silver cat. And Omar's move was very much the move of a home player as well, retreating his horse. Many players nowadays don't mind terribly if a horse gets taken hostage by the opponent, as long as that hostage is held by the opposing elephant. So a quite common maneuver would have been on 4S to put the silver elephant into the D3 square, just to keep the gold camel away from the horse, but otherwise leave the horse as a hostage. Instead, Omar retreated. Now, Hanzak has taken the B6 square with his elephant. That's a somewhat unusual maneuver. The elephant can sometimes feel somewhat stuck over there. The cat on C7 is again threatened as we look at 5S. Omar would need to take a step to fill up the D6 square with his camel, or bring his elephant back to C5 to defend the trap. Or he could even use a congestion defense, put his rabbit from A8 to A7, and on A7, then the gold elephant wouldn't be able to push into the B7 square, so would once again not be able to get at the cat. Omar defends with his camel and uses one move with his elephant to constrain the gold elephant. That's a little bit of a tricky move. One of the things that Omar is indirectly threatening, not immediately threatening, but indirectly threatening to blockade the gold elephant on the b6 square. And it wouldn't have to be a full blockade to be effective. He could just make do with a partial blockade, and with the intent being to activate the silver camel. Normally the silver camel doesn't want to charge up the middle or get too active right in the opening, the reason being it will get taken hostage by the gold elephant. But if the gold elephant is out of position on the wing, the silver camel can be more bold than it would normally be, at least temporarily. Wow, 6G, everything I know is wrong. On 6G, Hanzak has pulled a rabbit. I'm amazed at the rabbit pull. I don't know if his long-term idea was to get a rabbit over to the other side, but in any case, I said Omar was not threatening a full blockade, or not threatening a full blockade directly, but that rabbit pull actually helped Omar build a blockade on 6S. It actually gave Omar extra tempi necessary in order to complete the blockade on 6S. Now, the gold elephant is stuck, and the silver camel can roam freely. On 7G, the gold camel attacks, and you can say, well, wait, if the gold elephant is stuck, and the silver elephant is holding it in, doesn't that mean that both camels can roam freely? Both the silver camel and the gold camel, because the two elephants are deadlocking each other. Yes, but it is not symmetrical. The gold elephant cannot leave voluntarily. The silver elephant can. So the silver elephant can decide at any time that it wants to go take the gold camel hostage, whereas the gold elephant doesn't have a similar option. Now, 8G, advancing a dog, is threatening to immediately break the blockade. The C6 cat is hanging. Silver has an easy response to maintain the blockade, and that is to bring his horse from the E7 square up to the C5 square. Also, the gold dog could be beaten back with the horse that's on the A5 square, could push the C4 dog back into C3, but then the gold elephant could be pushed out of the could push out through the A file, pushing the silver dog ahead of it. Now, what advantage does Omar have from this blockade? And I do think the blockade is advantageous to Omar. Oh, Omar gave up the blockade immediately by not bringing his horse. He was concerned on 8S about having his dog flipped out by the gold camel. I wouldn't have worried too much about the dog being flipped out by the gold camel, because the silver elephant could then cross and take the gold camel hostage, releasing the blockade in exchange for a camel hostage. However, Omar was concerned about that dog, so he wanted to sidestep with the dog on H7 to G7. That didn't allow him to bring his horse all the way to the C5 square, which allows the gold elephant to push out. On the other hand, now that the gold elephant is centralized, no longer blockaded, he's given up a dog frame, and it may be that the dog frame is actually worth more to silver than the blockade was, because the dog frame gives the gold elephant a little bit more mobility. Now here on 9S, I'm expecting from Omar that he will push the gold dog from C6 into C7, which he does, and then he moves the silver dog into B6 to secure the frame, and then also a rabbit onto C8 to prevent the gold dog from pushing out the back. Now the gold horse could try to break the frame and It will be necessary for gold to at least threaten to be breaking the frame, at least have that gold horse hovering around the b6 square. Because if there weren't the threat of the gold horse trying to break the frame from b6, absent that threat, the silver elephant could quickly rotate out of the frame, put the silver horse from a5 onto c5, freeing the silver elephant. Then silver would have the strongest free piece and would be quickly forcing the win of that framed dog. But as it is, it should be quite difficult for silver to rotate his elephant out of the frame, because it's so easy for the frame to be broken from the side. It's so easy for that gold horse to just stay where it is, threatening to come into the b6 square. Still, silver should put the silver horse onto the b5 square, keeping the gold horse out. Put the silver horse on the b5 square, and be prepared to leave with his elephant to go after the gold camel. Be prepared to release that dog frame, because the dog frame is not terribly valuable. He should not be prepared to give up the b6 square. He would much rather release the dog frame and retain control of the b6 square than he should be prepared to allow the frame to be broken from the side. I think his actual move, which maintains his actual move 10s, which maintains the dog frame for another turn, in that the gold horse can't get all the way to b6 because it'll be frozen by the silver horse on the way by. Well, the gold horse can move to b4, then move up a rabbit behind it to b3, and then make it all the way to where it's threatening to break the frame. And actually, I believe Hanczak made an even stronger move. Rather than moving the gold horse into b5, he moved the gold horse into a5. And from a5, it has a double threat. Now the silver horse moving to b5 won't stop the gold horse from breaking the frame, because the gold horse can push back into a5 and break the frame from the side. So to maintain that frame, silver either needs to take the gold horse hostage with the silver elephant, which he really doesn't want to do, or he needs to move his silver elephant back to b5, waste of time, he should have left it on b5 in the first place, and bring a rabbit around to a7, which he in fact does. So the gold horse has not been frozen. The gold horse is still mobile. It can pull out the rabbit on a5, the a6 rabbit, it can pull to a5, it could even pull it all the way to a4. But having that rabbit pulled out is a much smaller concession than it would have been to have the gold horse be able to take over the b6 square. So now Hanczak retreats and is reorganizing. I think that he may be, well, what I would be considering with that move 12g is considering getting a camel around to threaten to break the frame. But he may be just be putting the camel to safety and thinking about a rabbit pull. It's hard for me to get my mind around Hanczak playing for a rabbit pull. But he may have been thinking with 12g, he just wants to get his camel to safety so that the silver elephant can't have any tactics when it leaves, any tactical strike to take the gold camel hostage. And then, with the camel safe, on 13g, he may be planning to simply pull out the silver rabbit and threaten the silver rabbit in the c3 trap with his horses. And that's a very reasonable plan, just very atypical for Hanczak. On 12s, Omar is activating his other horse. I think that's a very fine plan. What makes it a fine plan is that He may be able to rotate his elephant out of the frame. He may be able to relieve his elephant from the c5 square without giving up the frame, without letting b6 be broken. I see 13g has arrived, and Hanczak did indeed pull out the a5, the a6 rabbit, pull it all the way to a4. Now, Omar is would be able to bring his horse forward from the e7 square all the way up to the d5 square. And then from the d5 square, he'll be threatening to rotate that in to the c5 square and then free his elephant. The way the timing is working out, he might have to sacrifice his rabbit to do that. He might lose a rabbit while completing the frame, and it's not 100% clear if it's worth losing the rabbit. Omar, I guess, decided that he didn't want to lose his rabbit, and rotated his elephant out of the frame, once again opening a path for the gold horse to come break the frame from the side. Reasonable play. I would be suspicious that Hanczak will simply move his horse around to a5, and what do you know, he does immediately move his horse not to a5, but just to a4, so it's dual purpose. The gold horse is threatening to push its way from a4 into a6, where it will break the frame from the side, and that's, again, that's a catastrophe that silver simply can't allow. He's also threatening to capture the silver rabbit from a3 into the c3 trap. The gold horse can temporarily stop both of those by moving into the b4 square on move 14s. So the silver elephant, in fact, did freeze both of the gold horses. Now, Hanczak, with a single step, can put a rabbit on the b2 square, or a cat on the b2 square, rabbit on c3. Hanczak can make a move to threaten to take that a3 rabbit again, and that would presumably force the elephant back to the c4 square if there was a threat to capture the rabbit. In addition to moving back to the c4 square, Omar can make his three steps again to blockade the a6 square, moving his horse back to b5 and moving two steps a rabbit around to secure the a7 square, or making a phalanx on a6. But if that's Omar's plan, that's four steps, and then the dog frame has been released. The dog will be able to get out of the frame. If Hanczak, the reason I suggested not necessarily just a rabbit to b2, but the cat to b2, and then something else to defend the c3 square from capture, the reason I was suggesting that is that Omar has a fairly annoying tactic of pulling a rabbit into b3. Ah, well, Hanczak has gotten around that tactic in a different way, and in a quite effective way, by pulling the rabbit itself, the silver rabbit, into b3. So with the silver rabbit into b3, that prevents the silver elephant from pulling a gold rabbit into b3. And there's another purpose to that move, and that is the a4 horse is now unfrozen and once again threatening to take the b3 square. So of all the things that Omar is now facing, he can't hold it all together. That was a very nice 15g by Hanczak. Omar has to decide now what to concede. Is he going to give up on that rabbit and say, okay, you can just capture my rabbit? Is he going to give up on the dog frame? Or is he going to give up on the b6 square and let the gold horse invade and take the b6 square from the side? Well, of all those things that Omar has to give up, the most important, I think the least important to maintain, is the dog frame. I think it's more important for him to keep the gold horse out of the b6 square, which requires three steps, which requires a rabbit to come around to a7 from b8. It requires also the silver horse to get into the b5 square. And then with the fourth step, Omar could bring his elephant to c4, which would temporarily save his horse, save his rabbit, although the gold horse could then frame the silver rabbit in the c3 square. So he may end up losing the rabbit and the dog frame. He may end up losing both, or end up losing the rabbit in order to reestablish the dog frame. But what he absolutely can't give up is the b6 square. Well, so I've been proven wrong once again. Omar has decided to give up the b6 square and maintain the dog frame. Now, Hanzak can move his horse up to b5. Hanzak has to be worried about losing control of the b3 square at the same time that he's getting the b6 square. But it would be quite reasonable for Hanzak to move his horse from a4 to a5 and then push the silver rabbit back to b5. Rather than framing the rabbit, which the frame is going to be broken with the dog coming into b3, he could put his one horse on a5 and his other horse on b3. And then the silver rabbit will still be threatened with capture in c3, so silver is by no means off the hook for defending his silver rabbit from capture. And then the gold horse is threatening to push in from a5 into a6, and silver doesn't have another rabbit to rotate around into a7 to stop that maneuver from happening. Hanzak chooses a different route on 16G. Rather than aiming for the b6 square, he secures b3 by leaving his horse on b4, and then frames the silver rabbit. That's a reasonable play too. He's left his dog as dog framed. He hasn't secured the b6 square, so he passed up on those possible advantages. But at the same time he's passing on those advantages, he's basically won a rabbit. That rabbit on c3 is nearly dead because the silver elephant is defending it from the c4 side, not from the d3 side. With the silver elephant defending from the c4 side, it can fairly quickly be forked between, the rabbit can be forked between c3 and f3. Excuse me, I have to take a brief break. If anyone would like to give commentary for 5 or 10 minutes, I'll be back. All right, I see I missed move 16S, where Omar is rotating more pieces around to maintain the dog frame. And also, perhaps threatening to rotate the silver dog forward on the A-file, I'm not quite sure. Hanzak broke the frame on 17G, allowing the gold dog to come out, but now silver has the pieces to reestablish that frame because he rotated an extra piece back in. On 17S, Omar does indeed reestablish the dog frame. That dog frame is reasonably valuable for silver. The loss of gold elephant mobility, well, for one thing, I mean, it does make it possible for the silver camel to advance at some point to good effect. Now, on 18G, Hanzak broke the frame again, but no worries, or no big worry for silver, because the gold dog on 18S can be taken hostage on the B7 square. So the silver horse that is now on C5 can on 18S move through the trap, pushing the gold dog from B6 back to B7. And it's a quite nice hostage there, and there's no frame breaking or what have you going on then, because there's nothing that can dislodge the silver horse from B6 once it's back there. So that hasn't weakened Omar's position much at all. If he then takes the dog hostage and finally secures the B6 square. So in spite of Omar having a nearly dead duck rabbit on C3, Omar's position is not bad at all. In fact, Omar's position may be preferred. That dog hostage is quite valuable. So, Hanczak on 19g flips the silver horse out. He could be threatening then to capture that silver horse in the f3 square, abandoning his dog, hoping to get a horse for a dog, or alternatively hoping to force the silver elephant to leave the c3 square. And if the silver elephant abandon the c3 trap, it's not just one rabbit that he'll lose immediately, the c3 rabbit, but he will also lose the b4 rabbit on the next turn. That can quickly be captured. On the other hand, if in order to bring about this win of these two rabbits, in order for Hanczak to persuade the silver elephant that it must leave the c3 trap, it may be necessary for gold to use his elephant. So if the gold elephant has to go out hunting, in order to force the silver elephant to leave the c4 square, if that's what has to happen, then it could be just a dog for two rabbits, rather than two rabbits for nothing. And a dog is approximately equal to two rabbits, so that would be more or less materially even. On 20g, Hanczak has freed his dog and retreated it to b8. The silver horse can come into b7 to freeze the dog again and prevent it from roaming free, or there are other ways to try and congest it so that the gold dog can't go anywhere. It will still be stuck, if not in immediate hostage position, still be stuck behind the lines. We have quite a tense position here, and one of the interesting things that we may see soon is one or the other camel starting to become active. Right now, they're just staring each other down on the g-file and not participating in the game. But if either player is successfully able to activate his camel, then things could get quite interesting. For example, if the gold elephant were one step further from the action, the silver camel already could have come on move 20s, could have come around to the d5 square. As it happens, however, Omar just continues to advance pieces. I don't quite understand what the advanced pieces are supposed to buy him on the eastern wing. He's swarming, but he's not holding in the gold elephant or even the gold camel. His swarm is holding in a gold horse, and the gold horse is happy to be there. Hanczak flips out another rabbit, and those rabbits that Hanczak is flipping out can be a double-edged sword. Again, that was on 22G. The rabbit that Hanczak is flipping out there on 22G can potentially, at a future date, increase the mobility of the silver camel. So it's in the back of my mind that the silver camel would like to advance, and if the silver camel can get into the D3 square, or get down behind the trap, it's basically, I mean, it's almost game over, because it relieves that stuck rabbit on C3, and even if the camel is then taken hostage, these silver pieces will gain quite a bit of play. Okay, I'm overstating it to say it would be game over. Again, the silver camel coming into the D3 square is quite a powerful threat if it's not immediately taken hostage at that point. So, as silver on 22S, I might... oh, yes, so there goes the silver camel on 22S. And now the gold elephant, I think, is really quite compelled to come back into the center immediately, never mind the gold dog still being in danger behind enemy lines, because if the gold elephant doesn't immediately come back into the situation, and yes, indeed, the gold elephant does come back into the center immediately, now silver, I think, needs to retreat his camel. He can't afford a camel hostage here, because if he does get a camel hostage, his elephant will have to abandon the rabbits to C3, and he'll be losing three rabbits or some such. So the silver camel needs to retreat on 23S, but the gold dog is still hostage, so if the silver camel retreats, while the gold dog is, and I think the silver camel needs to retreat, by the way, all the way back to the G6 square, because if it just retreats one square, it can still be taken hostage, or if it just sidesteps to H4, it can still be taken hostage. So all the way back to F7 requires three steps from silver, but then the fourth step can be the rabbit out of the C6 trap into D6. And that rabbit coming to D6 opens the trap to where soon the gold dog can be threatened there again, and the gold elephant be pulled back. I think I would prefer to be playing the gold position at the moment, in spite of the fact that all that silver has here is the gold dog hostage. 23S was indeed, as I suggested, three steps to retreat the camel, and then one to clear the C6 trap. Hanzak for 24G moves quite quickly, just in 10 seconds pulling out that rabbit, which somewhat surprises me. I wonder if he's contemplating now using his elephant to attack the F6 trap. Because silver on 24S has the quite straightforward plan of once again threatening the gold dog in C6, once again forcing the gold elephant to come back and defend that, and then that extra pulled rabbit is more junk in the way of the gold elephant from the center that can prevent the gold elephant from chasing the silver camel if the silver camel makes a charge again. Omar on 24S does indeed threaten the gold dog. I'm wondering if the gold dog is, however, he threatened it, for some reason threatened it in the middle, to where now I think the gold dog can get away in the middle, that on 25G Hanzak can move his elephant up to the E6 square, letting the gold dog push its way into D5, and then put the gold elephant on D6, thus making the gold dog free of the silver horses. And so I think that Omar just gave away that hostage, unless there's something wrong with the elephant coming to the D6 square. And the only thing that could be wrong with the elephant coming to the D6 square is allowing the silver camel into D3 somehow, which I don't know whether that's going to happen or not. So Hanzak is now taking his time. Omar has just throughout the game been playing approximately at the pace of a minute a move, some faster, some slower. It's unusual to see Omar build a large reserve. In fact, it's much more typical to see Omar in time trouble. He tends to get addicted to time trouble. Yes, 25G after a minute and 39 second think. 25G does indeed free the dog hostage. So now Silver has no compensation for the fact that his he has a framed rabbit. But now 25S moving the camel to the F4 square and the dog up to F5 is quite interesting. That camel attack is threatening to relieve the rabbit, threatening to get the camel into the D3 square. And it's quite serious because the center is now clogged, so the gold elephant can't easily come and take that camel hostage. And it's rather what I expected from Omar on move 25S. Obviously, he was thinking about advancing the camel even earlier because he did so. And for a second reason, I expected of Omar because there's really nothing left for him to do. There aren't many other alternatives in terms of he can't like activate his elephant or make some other threat. So since he doesn't have the gold dog to play against anymore, he can't activate his elephant anymore. All I really see happening here is the camel charge, that's Omar's last card to play. But it's a serious card to play. It's not obvious to me how that attack will be shut down. Maybe by a blockading type maneuver where the cat comes or a rabbit comes into E3. So Omar has activated the camel in a different way. He has put the camel on F5 and moved his dog to... I like that move better. I like Omar's move better because it doesn't allow a blockading move as easily. It doesn't allow the E3 square to be clogged up, keeping the silver camel out. And I think 26G, which has appeared for me, was a tactical mistake by Hanzak. Well, anyway, it allows the possibility of the silver camel passing through the E5 square, pushing the dog from D5 to D5 to D6, and that loses the dog. So on 26S, Omar can win the gold dog with his camel. Now on the flip side, maybe the gold camel can charge into G6 if that happens. And that would be very difficult then for Silver to defend the F6 trap. So maybe that's not even worth winning the dog. And Omar doesn't choose that course of action. He doesn't go for the one dog because he realizes how difficult it would be to defend F6 if he let the gold camel into F6. Omar is now threatening to capture the gold dog once again, but it appears that Hanzak now can keep everything under control by pushing the silver horse into the F6, into the C6 trap, and bringing his dog to safety, and now he has threats against the silver rabbits in F3. He's still got the framed rabbit in C3. Omar has no threats. And it's a threat for the gold dog to come into the F7 square from E5. So Silver's position is getting very dire, very poor position at this point. Omar probably needs to get his horse from the C3 trap, from the C6 trap out to E5. Get his horse out to E5 to help fight, I guess, for control of the F6 trap. But that is Well, that would even allow the gold elephant to come through the F6 trap, pushing the silver camel for a hostage. Really, silver is in very bad shape. Gold is controlling the situation. So, things are looking quite good for gold. I don't know how silver is going to prevent losing a rabbit quite soon. He doesn't really have any compensation, doesn't have any counterplay, no counterattack looming on the horizon. The silver elephant, even if the silver elephant were to give up on the c3 trap, giving up with consequently giving up the rabbits around c3, that would not really buy anything for his elephant. So he, I think, can't even sacrifice material to get some positional gain here. Gold looks to be simply winning. 27S, after thinking for a minute and 53 seconds, Omar undoes Hanzak's last move. Well, the way the repetition rule works, Hanzak can redo his move, and then Omar can't undo it again. So Hanzak could, on 28G, without even thinking about it, redo his move. And then he'll just have gained time on the clock, because actually, Omar, if you're going to undo the opponent's move, never take more than the time control to undo the opponent's move. Oh, wow, and Hanzak doesn't redo his move. I think Hanzak may perhaps not entirely understand the repetition rule, because he could have used all four steps on 28G, moved his elephant back to e6, and then Omar would not have been able to redo it once again. As I was saying, a general rule of thumb is if you're going to undo the opponent's move, the only thing you can get out of it is extra time on your clock. And so if you're undoing the opponent's move after having thought about it for twice the time control, it's entirely futile. But I guess it's not entirely futile because here we have a case where apparently the opponent didn't quite understand the repetition rule, and so it did change the position for Omar. So now Omar is dipping into reserve, and Omar, once his position gets poor, gets into time trouble, quite severe time trouble. And once Omar gets into time trouble, he can come unglued pretty quickly. So although there has not been a single capture here by move 28, I still expect the game to not last very long from here. It could end by move 40, even though we don't have a capture yet, in part assisted by the fact that Omar's elephant is in a terrible position, so there's no counterplay for silver, but it could in part be assisted by Omar getting into time trouble. On move 28S, Omar has taken the gold dog hostage, or has frozen it with his camel, but the gold elephant can replace the dog on the d5 square, meanwhile jeopardizing the silver rabbit that's now on e4, putting it on f4 and jeopardizing it there. So that was a fairly easy move. Now the silver elephant is just as constrained, if not more constrained than before. The f3 rabbit is f4 rabbit is going to fall. Omar cannot save his rabbit on f4 from capture. And once again, the g6 square is opening up. The gold camel can threaten to come into the g6 square. So Omar could pretty quickly lose control of the f6 trap here, and then a goal attack up the side ends the game in short order after Omar loses control of the f6 trap. If Omar, keeps his camel forward or brings some pieces around, small pieces around the side to try and prevent losing control of the f6 trap, Omar could easily give up a camel hostage. So Hanzak is looking in great shape, and Omar is dipping into reserve. I note that Hanzak has, over the course of the game, built his reserve up to 13 minutes. So in addition to building this great position, he has built up quite a bit of reserve. One of the things to be wary of when you're in this position, as that Hanzak is in, is gold, where you have a nice position and you have a large reserve. That's a time when I would want to slow down and not move too fast. And the reason to not move too fast is because, well, why would you? What's your reserve for? There should be a good move for you available in every position. You should be able to find a quite strong move all the time. So 29S, Omar with down to now just a minute in reserve, has given up on the F4 rabbit, well, might as well, because he can't save it, and he has re-protected the G6 square, which is very wise because it will prevent him from an extremely quick loss. And then his other moves seem designed to free his elephant. He retreated his horse and his cat out of the middle, which all that will allow him to do is run away with his elephant, which will concede two more rabbits. So it looks like Hanzak here is going to have a three rabbit advantage, but Hanzak is playing four more. On 30G, Hanzak pushes the silver cat into the C4 square to prevent the silver elephant from leaving. That cat, of course, can retreat. But if the cat retreats, Hanzak has the amusing option of putting his own elephant on C5, creating a full elephant blockade. I say amusing, it's not actually that valuable to have an elephant blockade when you have to use your own elephant to hold it in. So really, I don't think Hanzak increased his advantage at all with this side play. I think it's still approximately a three rabbit advantage, because he can win that one rabbit in F4, but then he can't get anything else going without the help of his elephant. So 30S, Omar does clear out the cat back to C7. That's a better position for the cat. He brings his horse over to the other side. That's a better position for his horse. Doesn't change the fact that that Hanzak can capture a rabbit in F3. And having captured a rabbit in F3, can use his active elephant to force the silver elephant to leave and give up two rabbits when he leaves. Hanzak did indeed, on 31G, capture the rabbit in F3, and he captured it in a way that moves the dog forward, so he's not worried about leaving his dog hanging out there on the F4 square, not worried that it'll be captured. Well, why should he be worried? He has his camel and elephant there to help in the attack. In fact, he might be thinking the opposite, that his dog on F4 is eventually going to help him take over the F6 trap. And Hanzak, if Omar doesn't leave with his elephant right now, if Omar doesn't abandon the C3 trap immediately, Hanzak can improve. Hanzak can advance his camel into the F5 square. He can advance rabbits to H4, H4 and G3. Hanzak can make his position better in the time that Omar is not leaving with his elephant. Omar on 31S brings a dog hostage to F5. That's good for two reasons. One of the reasons that that's good is that it prevents the gold camel from taking F5. The gold camel would have quite liked that F5 square for itself. Another reason is it immediately threatens the dog, which requires the elephant to defend it. And with the elephant defending the dog, that allows the silver elephant to not just abandon C4, but to centralize itself. So now on move 32G, for example, the silver elephant could abandon the C3 trap, come around to D4, and from D4 get onto D3 later, and then from D3 he would have stopped the bleeding, at least temporarily. Omar did accomplish something with that maneuver, but in addition to accomplishing something with his camel maneuver, the camel itself is vulnerable. So if silver does that elephant rotation like I was saying, gold will just take the silver camel hostage. So it was a double-edged move. Now the camel on 32S needs to retreat back to the G6 square. And if the silver camel retreats to the g6 square, Hanzak has the pleasant choice between flipping the silver horse out, threatening to take it in f3, or instead of flipping the silver horse out, pushing the silver horse back and advancing the gold camel and threatening to take over f6. Also, Hanzak, it wouldn't be a bad option at all for Hanzak to simply advance rabbits between, rather than going for a capture in f3 or control of f6. Another option would be just to bring some pieces forward. 32s, Omar retreated retreated his camel one square as was necessary, and rotated his other pieces around. I think actually part of his rotation was just bad. Why did he take his horse off of the b6 square? He doesn't have anything better to do with his horse. And now, at some future date, b6 can be vulnerable to the gold horse taking it over from the dog that's there. So Omar had some extra steps and used them to slightly weaken his position. Now Hanzak has taken the g5 square with his camel, which is threatening a horse win. Now a horse flip from the e6 to f5, flipping the horse would win the horse immediately. And I like the advanced rabbits. It really puts pressure on the silver position. Gold still has the flexibility of dropping out of the attack. Gold can still try to take pieces in f3, but if he instead goes to if Omar retreats, if Omar says, "Well, I'm not going to let you flip my horse out. I'm going to go backwards with my horse and keep my pieces away from the f3 trap," then those advanced gold rabbits can make an attack on f6 all the more deadly. Omar's now dipped under 30 seconds of reserve for the first time in the game, whereas Hanzak's reserve continues to climb. Interestingly, on 33s, with very little time on his clock, Omar moved his horse back over to the side where he just moved his horse away from. And Hanzak takes the horse win. As a control player, I absolutely approve of this move. Why not take a free piece in a way that poses no risk to you whatsoever? So Omar now moves quickly on 34s, giving up a rabbit, and he will now lose the horse. Presumably Hanzak will take it with the camel, and so that's no danger. Now Omar, having defended with the horse on c4, does prevent the immediate loss of another rabbit, but it has a slight disadvantage. The horse on c4 is hanging. Gold could immediately take that horse. Well, not immediately, because he'll lose his camel, but the gold camel can come back into the g3 square, and with the camel safe on g3, then the silver elephant is, well, it's seeming like it's somewhat misplaced there. The silver elephant maybe could threaten a dog instead. Those advanced rabbits that Hanzak took the time to push forward are now defending his camel, so his camel is in no danger from the silver elephant, and Hanzak can patiently bring his pieces to safety and then start cleaning up around c3. Hanzak doesn't need an active plan here. He can do quite well just by winning the pieces that are already available to win. Move 36s, Omar brings his horse to safety out of c4. Hanzak, I think, would be wise not to immediately capture a rabbit, because if he immediately captures a rabbit, that concedes the b3 square to the silver horse. Why would he be in a hurry? He can move, push his own horse into B4, pushing the rabbit to C4. Rabbit on C4 couldn't be saved. Well, okay, so Hanzak found another way to doom a rabbit without opening the B3 square. So Omar now takes the camel hostage. That's quite a reasonable plan, to take the camel hostage. Hanzak needs to respond to that. Hanzak could respond to it by pushing the camel into H4, where with the support of the rabbits, it's not that easy for Omar to take the camel hostage. The rabbit pushed back to the H6 square, it would be occupying the natural square on which Omar would like to take the camel hostage. So Hanzak has the option of resisting the camel hostage. He also has a very reasonable option of not resisting the camel hostage and letting his camel be taken hostage while he takes a rabbit. In fact, that's exactly what he does. He says, go ahead and take the camel hostage. It's true that Omar has some compensation for his lost material, but it's quite a bit of lost material. And one general principle is, when I am ahead on material, when I'm ahead on a lot on material, every plan is good. When you're way ahead on material, it's all good. Anything you do works fine. And if anything you do works fine, you might as well swarm forward to end the game. Well, that forward camel hostage is just part of a swarm. Could be considered just part of a swarm. So Omar now has some play. Omar now has his camel free. His camel is able to make threats, to make captures in the C6 trap. He has a camel hostage. But Hanzak is ahead by so much material. Hanzak is ahead by a horse and four rabbits, that if Hanzak gets any opportunity to do so, he would be happy to give up his camel for a horse. I mean, usually, typically, if you take a camel hostage, the most you can hope for out of that hostage is to win that camel in exchange for a horse. That's usually the best offer you're going to get for your camel hostage. It can end up better than that. It can end up worse than that. The way it can end up worse than that is you don't get anything for it. It just ends up being a swarm. And that's what we'll see if the silver camel tries to take over the C3 trap and so gets distracted on that other wing. We'll see that gold can take over the F6 trap without the help of his elephant. And will free his elephant and will have the strongest free piece as the gold elephant. So typically, all you can hope to get for the camel hostage is you'll win that camel when the gold elephant leaves, taking a horse as he leaves. Well, if that were to happen, then silver would have two horses and four rabbits for the camel, just with so many more pieces and the board starting to deplete, that would be just overwhelming. That would be just fine. Another thing that Omar has gotten in addition to an active camel in this position is he's gotten some time back on his clock. He made his last several moves quickly, and so now he can start to think once again. Omar is a player who needs his time and who is not going to be able to play good moves quickly. Omar's blitz rating is much, much less than his postal rating or slow game rating. Well, so what are we contemplating here on move 40S? One thing for Omar to consider is that there's an immediate tactical threat of the gold elephant to attack the silver camel, push it to C4, and win a camel for a camel. He saw that and retreated. The other thing to consider is the strategic threat here, that that gold was just going to take over the F6 trap with little pieces, and so the silver camel coming back makes it more difficult for that takeover to occur. Hanzak on 41G is not playing to take over the F6 trap. He's noticing that the silver has a very thin to non-existent defense on the H-file, and is making a threat to goal up the H-file, to goal or take over. I quite like that move. It's very amusing. I shouldn't just say amusing, it's very strong. Silver needs another piece on the H-file. How can silver get a piece onto the H-file? He doesn't. It's not easy to get a cat around behind the camel. Not easy to do anything with that camel hostage. It's almost as if on 41S, Omar has to push the camel hostage back to temporarily back to the G8 square in order to get his dog through over to G7, over to G6, then hoping to get the dog into G6. Okay, so he chose another way to try and get a rabbit around, getting the rabbit behind the camel. Now Hanzak will surely get a rabbit all the way to H7. Hanzak barely thought about that at all. And that rabbit on H7 is freeing the camel hostage. Freeing the camel hostage? No, not quite, because the silver cat can push the rabbit back to G7. So it got there just in time. Well, nevertheless, a good move by Hanzak. I like the fact that he increased the pressure, and the hostage situation will now be much less comfortable for silver. Less comfortable, one respect in which it's less comfortable for silver is that the silver elephant would not be able to leave in a way. Leave while capturing the gold camel. He would have to capture the gold camel while staying put, potentially, if there's a hole in which one of those advanced rabbits can get through. So Omar is having a long think. I'm not sure what the long think is about, because the cat into H7 seems both to adequately stop the goal attack, and it seems to be the only way to stop the goal attack. I'm waiting for 43S, and the cat pushing into H7, pushing the gold rabbit back to H6 seems mandatory. Then what next? As a control player myself, I would think immediately about capturing that rabbit that's sitting on G5, because, hey, free rabbit. It's not easy for silver to contest the F3 trap. But gold wouldn't have to do that. Gold could leave the silver rabbit put and instead swarm, start trying to get control of F6 with small pieces. That would also be quite reasonable and a way to finish off the game. I think that in terms of how soon or late the game will be over, it was giving up the camel hostage probably didn't prolong the game that much at all. So, in fact, I did get behind somehow. Omar had pushed back the gold rabbit. And Hanzak did, rather than targeting the silver rabbit on G4 for capture, Hanzak did play for control of F6 on move 43S. Now, 43S moved the silver camel away, occupied F6 to make losing F6 take longer. But on 44G, Hanzak notices correctly that he can immediately free his elephant, making his elephant the strongest free piece, controlling f6 with small pieces. So Hanzak now has control and the strongest free piece. Omar immediately tries to contest that control on 44s by bringing the silver camel back. Hanzak keeps his elephant on the silver camel, and now the silver camel is stuck on the g8 square. 45s by Omar is a nice move to fight for regaining control of f6. However, while he threatens to regain control of f6, he has hung his horse out to dry. Now gold... Hanzak isn't even minding about control of f6. He is going for the goal attack around c6. That's not only a goal attack, it's a threat to capture the silver dog. I don't see that the silver dog can be framed, can be saved on 46s. I don't see how the silver dog could be saved except by the silver horse coming back, giving up on trying to regain control of the f6 trap. The silver horse does indeed come back, which now would allow gold. I think gold should definitely take the time here on move 47g to reestablish the frame around f6, which indeed he does. But gold could have done that in a more efficient way. Boy, Hanzak only took 16 seconds for move 47g. There's no reason for him to be moving this quickly with 20 moves in reserve. At some point, you want to start thinking about how to quickly win the game in the fewest number of moves rather than how to move in the fewest number of seconds. So here, Omar, we're waiting for Omar's move 47s. Omar doesn't really have an active plan. His elephant is blockaded. His camel is stuck on the back rank. The only place his camel could move is further behind the whole blockade mess. The only active piece he has is his horse. And his horse cannot stray from c6 without losing a dog. So he does use his horse without straying from c6 in order to push back a gold rabbit. That's well and good. He's pushed back a gold rabbit. That will delay, perhaps, that rabbit getting to goal. Although gold can move the rabbit up to a5 from where it was on b5, and I think it's probably a good idea for gold to have a rabbit on a5 just to slow down a potential silver counterattack. And then gold can advance a rabbit right up the middle. In addition to shutting down the a-file, making sure that silver doesn't get anything advanced up the a-file or have an opportunity to attack up the a-file, Hanzak has a quite simple plan of advancing another rabbit up the d-file. A lot of times you don't want to advance rabbits in the middle because they'll be forked between the opposing traps. But what's the problem with a rabbit being forked between opposing traps when you have shared control of both opposing traps? So a counterintuitive rabbit up the middle move would not be bad at all. Instead, on 48g, Hanzak brings his elephant back to fight for control of c6. Somewhat risky move, because presumably the silver camel will immediately come into the e6 square. And with the camel in the e6 square, oh no, that's not a threat for a dog capture. Okay, so silver has to fight for control of the c6 trap. He will have to bring his cat to the c7 square on 48s, use his cat to prevent losing his horse right away, and then Omar could make progress capturing the silver. Hanzat could make progress capturing the silver horse in the C3 trap with his elephant. And will the silver camel be able to do damage in the meantime? Well, the only damage would be to help regain control of the F6 trap, and that's a little bit slow. Because even getting three sides of the F6 trap doesn't allow you to make a capture with the rabbit inside of F6. So Omar is in quite a bind. 48G was stronger than I thought at first. It looks like it actually is going to speed the end of the game on because silver will lose more material here, and as the pieces come off, it becomes harder and harder to hold everything together and keep the rabbits from goal. As a spectator, one of the interesting things that we know is that we're seeing the game 12 minutes after it happened. And at 1 minute per move, 48S has hit the board, and it just gives up the silver horse for nothing. It did break control of the F6 trap. It is threatening to capture the gold dog in F6. But gold on 48G can capture the silver horse and then fill the E6 square with his elephant. That's in fact what he does. Now, silver not only cannot make the capture in F6, but also can't prevent another capture in C6, I think. Now that the silver camel is unstuck, there's a way for the silver camel to defend C6 and make C6 last longer, but I don't see it right offhand. I think I see another piece capture coming in C6, as well as the possibility of a rabbit charge up the D-file. That's getting better and better. So it's kind of funny that with the 12-minute delay, we're expecting six more moves to have happened, and I would have thought it would be over in six more moves. I would have thought that the players would be in the chat room now saying, getting ready to talk about how the game ended. So Omar is dipping back in his reserve, looking for a way to hold this together. Omar has said in the past that he enjoys the seeing how long he can make a position last, how long he can fight it out. 49S, moving the camel over to the D8 square, does mean that the gold horse can't capture the silver dog without itself being captured by the silver camel. But the gold horse could capture a rabbit in C6, and I think that would be a fine move. Capturing the B5 rabbit in C6, just reducing the number of pieces that he has to fight through by one fewer piece, one less that you have to take at some future date. The control move here would be to bring up the gold dog to come into D6, and with the gold dog into E6 and free the gold elephant. That may or may not be necessary, may or may not be faster than simply capturing a piece right now. Hanzak is taking his time on 50G, which I approve of. Why not be safe here? If he were careless with his elephant, for example, he could lose his dog in the F6 trap or something like that. So there's no reason not to be careful when you have 20 minutes in reserve. So Omar has come into the chat room, and now we know that he has lost the game. He's already started talking about it. But we can see, we'll go ahead and commentate on the last few moves, and maybe then after that's over, Omar will join us in TeamSpeak and tell us what he was thinking and how the game went. So Hanczak, with this victory, will be have 3 wins and 1 loss, and having beaten 2 other players, namely JDB and Omar, 2 other players that were on the bubble, maybe hoping to make the final 8. He has definitely established himself as a contender. 50G brought the gold dog forward, which I quite like. From the D5 square, the gold dog can either help control the C6 trap, or it can jump into E6, freeing the gold elephant. Probably that's even the stronger move. Hanczak also used a rabbit to get a rabbit step to get a second rabbit on the A file. That sometimes allows the A having a rabbit on A4 sometimes allows the A5 rabbit to be more effective, to advance more carefreely, for the A5 rabbit to move without letting one of the silver rabbits make a run for it at the last minute. Omar on 50S moved his camel to take the gold horse hostage. Surely on 51G the gold elephant will pursue the silver camel, and now the silver camel is cut off. That's the last time the silver camel will be able to threaten to share control of the F6 trap. But temporarily, the silver camel can help control C6 and prolong the game by control of C6. Also, I like Hanczak's last step of rabbit D2 north, finally getting that rabbit rolling up the D-file. That could definitely help speed the conclusion of the game to have a second rabbit threat up the D-file rather than just threatening to come for the victory up the A-file. So Hanczak moved quite quickly on 51G, and I think he's got everything under control, so that was a reasonable move to move quickly on. Omar on 51S is now dipped back down to 30 seconds of reserve once again. 51S, he decided to flip the gold horse back to B8. I would be surprised, very surprised, if move 52G didn't see the gold elephant end adjacent to the silver camel to stop the shenanigans. And if the camel moves away, let's say the gold elephant, for example, moves to the C7 square, and then a rabbit from D3 to D5, my goodness, that's almost an unstoppable goal. I think to stop that goal, the silver camel would have to come to D5 itself through the trap. So, Hanczak, I said I'd be astonished if the gold elephant didn't come next to the silver camel, so call me astonished. Hanczak left his elephant on the D6 square and advanced 2 rabbits instead. I wonder how that E-file rabbit is planning to get through. Oh, I see how the E-file rabbit is planning to get through. The gold horse can pull the silver dog away from E6, from E7, and after having pulled the dog away from E7, the gold dog can come into E7 and the gold rabbit into E6. So Hanczak was, giving up on, I'm not sure what Hanczak was planning with 52G. So on 52S, Omar reestablishes control of the C6 trap, making it harder to capture anything in there. And I must say that I wonder whether Hanczak could have moved, could have gotten to goal more quickly by capturing pieces, leaving silver with fewer pieces to defend. But perhaps this will all work out well for Hanzak with squirming a rabbit up the e-file. The silver dog has been removed from f7. Gold is threatening to advance the horse, dog, and rabbit all up the e-file. And then the silver camel would be able to try to come and interfere with that. And then I guess, but maybe the silver camel could in fact stop it. No, okay, so he's not just threatening to slide up the e-file, he's threatening to push the silver dog, leaving the gold horse on d6, which would make kind of a phalanx. And also 53s, silver has advanced his rabbit, so he's got his own goal threat going, although the goal threat is adequately answered by the two gold cats. So Hanzak comes right up the e-file, trying to squirm the rabbit in there. I had been anticipating that silver could respond by moving his dog into the d8 square and then his camel over, pushing the gold dog out of the way. Now that takes 5 steps because the silver cat is in the way. Omar on 54s makes an exciting move, threatening to take a gold cat in the c3 trap, thereby opening the way for his own rabbit to goal, but in so doing left the goal in one, and I don't know if there was a way to prevent the goal in one of the gold rabbit up the e-file. So Hanzak has broken through, has beaten Omar, and beaten him in a control style rather than a racing style. I must say that I am quite impressed. We all think of Hanzak as a racing player. We think of him as an attacking player, try to attack the opposing traps and then get a rabbit through first, even if you're exposing your own pieces or losing control. Well, he, in this game, Hanzak showed a new side, pulled out a rabbit, used it to totally bottle up the silver elephant, and he did have a dog offsides hostage himself, but he managed to win that battle. He managed to free his own dog without giving up the horse that he had offside, and then played control style, funneling pieces back into his other free home trap, his free home trap that the silver elephant wasn't contesting. So a much more traditional win from Hanzak of winning in your home traps rather than winning on the opposing traps. So impressive win for Hanzak, and I think that he would now have to be considered favored to make the finals. At 3-1, he only needs to win one of his final two games to finish 4-2, and should have a reasonable strength of schedule. I invited Omar to join us in the chat room, but apparently he is not able to, and Hanzak hasn't yet come into the audio chat. And anyway, what am I thinking? He is Japanese and claims not to be able to speak English. So that's it here. Let's thank our sponsors: The Whips Word Game, WYPS, Little Golem. Little Golem, where you can play abstract strategy games online on a turn-based server. Z-Man Games, producers of fine Arima sets, as well as many other games. And IG Game Center, where you can play Arima in real time, as well as many other abstract games in real time. Thanks to the players. Congratulations to Hanzak. And this is Fritz signing out.